Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw. I'm here at the top of the British Colonial here in Nassau, the Bahamas. Now, many of you may know this hotel, but you probably don't know the way it is today. I'm here with Dan McDermott, the general manager, and we're going to tell you it just went through a major refurb. Almost 2 years it was closed, and now it's brand spanking new. It's a classic hotel here in Nassau, and we're going to find out about all that and more on Insider Travel Report. Dan, first of all, it's great to meet you here. What an amazing transformation this property is. I've been here many years ago. We were talking about it, and you've just finished a two-year renovation, complete renovation. Give us a little history of this hotel, because it really has been at the center of Nassau for so long.
Well, it's really, people say it's a Bahamian hotel, and obviously there's owners, but it really is truly a Bahamian hotel. It's woven into the fabric of the history of Nassau. It's been several different brands over the years, but at its roots, it's always been the British Colonial. And
how old is the hotel, actually?
Actually, it was built in 1901, originally built by Henry Flagler, who also built, obviously, several different hotels.
A few in Florida that we know.
Apparently, at that time, it was part of a portfolio of hotels, and guests would go back and forth between this property and several of the hotels in Florida as they continued to grow the railroad and develop Florida.
Yeah.
But the property itself, has those roots, but it's definitely identifiable in its own right.
Well, you closed it totally. You've been renovating it, and you still got some things to do. You're still finishing up, but actually, all the rooms are beautiful. They're really amazing. But let's talk a little bit about location, about where we are. We are really in the heart of Nassau, right?
Well, you can kind of walk everywhere. We're about 500 yards from the port, which is great, but you're right around the corner from Parliament. You're right around the corner from the embassy for the U.S., and you're right in the heart of the financial district of Nassau as well. So it really works well.
Yeah, so what about, and so you did a $50 million renovation of this property. What exactly did you do?
Well, I mean, they really did a lot of things that you can see, and they did a lot of things that you can't see. They did a lot of the mechanicals, they did a lot of the boilers, things that aren't necessarily the fun, sexy things to talk about, but they did the guest rooms. They totally recreated the entire lobby experience. The lobby, which has always been an icon.
It looks like it was here forever. That's the thing.
Well, and that was the key to the whole thing. It still kept its colonial charm. Mm-hmm. It kept the historical feel, but it feels modern at the same time. And then they modernized all of the amenities for the pool area and the beach area.
More palm trees, I can see.
Lots of royal palms. Definitely cleaned up the area. It's very comfortable. And it feels a lot more resort-like than it ever was. It used to be just known as a business hotel. It's much more resort-like and has a lot more of a resort feel. Mm-hmm. So it actually helps us from a marketing perspective, not only to target the business travelers that have always been coming to this property, but also allows us to go after the groups for not only incentives and corporate meetings, but it just gives us that wedding, extra oomph on the weddings and those, just getaways.
Well, you've also renovated all the meeting rooms. I saw you were taking me around, and you've actually renamed them in theme with the British theme that you have here, right?
Yeah, no, I think the meeting space flows extremely well. We have great space, and we've added 15,000 square feet of outdoor space, and not to mention our beach, which is not necessarily private per se, but it's as close to private as you can get in the Bahamas.
It doesn't look too easy for anybody to get in here unless you're coming off a cruise ship and you suddenly dock here.
Yeah, cruise ship, and you have to swim across. Or if you like, you can probably jump on a jet ski and probably get to the beach, but we'll stop you when you get too close.
And you are indeed. We're right behind Dan is really Cruise Central. I mean, every day there are about four ships docked over there. Right now there's a Celebrity Ascent and a ship I'm going on, Sea Cloud Spirit. But it really is spectacular to watch them come in and out every day. Now let's talk about the accommodations. How many keys do you have?
So we have 288 rooms, of which 25 are suites, and then we have one Prime Minister suite, which is kind of our specialty suite that we, hold back for dignitaries. And, if people want to pay the rate, they can certainly book it as well.
Yeah, so you have that. And then, of course, how about food and beverage? I know you're still working on that, but you have an interesting concept. We were talking about it. It's going to be kind of a free flow, several restaurants running into each other, right?
Well, the idea is to be able to have kind of choices abound, but not too far away from where you are in the hotel in the lobby area. So we have the Woods Rogers Tavern, which is our signature lobby.
And that's open now.
It is open now. And it's a signature lobby bar, which caters not only to the hotel guests, but local community as well. And we certainly want to market to our local community. And it's always been a place where the business people come for lunch and grab something to drink after work. In addition, we've revamped the entire buffet restaurant area, which we've used primarily right now for breakfast. At the same time, we're working on a sushi restaurant that's also in the same area. Mm-hmm. We have a grab-and-go coffee, which is open right now. And then we're, you know, kind of going back and forth on concepting of our Mahogany Club restaurant, which started out as one concept, and we're kind of going back and forth. Everybody has an opinion on restaurant concepts. So we have an Italian chef. We may go that angle.
Well, that'd be fine with me. That would be a great concept. Now, let's talk a little bit about the pool. And now, do you have a spa, first of all?
We don't here on property. However, our sister hotel, which is at Margaritaville next door, okay, our guests have the ability to go over there and utilize the spa facilities at Margaritaville, which is a great spa. It's a St. Elsewhere spa. Mm. And our guests can book online, or they can call, and we'll help them book a reservation as well.
And then, of course, you have this pool area, which you mentioned earlier, was completely renovated. It's actually beautiful, leads right into your beach, right?
Yeah, no, they actually took one pool and they totally renovated one, and then they added an additional pool, which is more of a wading pool, but it has a unique soft floor bottom, which is, so it's basically like a padded bottom, which is unique. And then it leads out to the Serenity Beach, which we spoke about earlier, which is as private a beach as you can get in the Bahamas.
And it's right downtown Nassau, which is pretty amazing. It's got a great view of the whole this whole harbor area. Now, what about the overall decor? You kept kind of a lot of the old, but it looks like it's been here forever, but it hasn't. And it really, that's what's crazy, because you really have recreated this incredible historic decor.
Well, I think our owners really kept that in mind, and certainly the exterior of the building, most people didn't know we did everything right that we did until you walked in the lobby and everywhere else. So they kept a lot of the old world charm, but all of the wood has been totally refaced, all the mahogany woods, and then they actually added pillars that look like they've been there since the hotel was built. And a lot of the old world charm meets a lot of the, you know, what I would call a little bit of a historical update. You know, but it still feels like it's always been there.
And you have a huge mural at the back in the lobby as well. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that is actually a mural that when I was here, I was watching the gentleman, local artist. Sorry, I forgot his name. But it was the Woods Rogers mural. It's a mural of the Woods Rogers, whom the bar is named after. And the gentleman did it for about three and a half months. I'd watch him paint it every single night. After all the work was done in the lobby, he'd come in and start painting. So it really does add that local flair. And again, they want to make sure that everybody here understands it's a Bahamian hotel.
And then at the very beginning, at the entrance to the hotel, there's Woods Rogers again in the statue form, right? Yeah. And explain, who is Woods Rogers?
Yeah, I believe he was the first governor of Bahamas back in the day. And that statue, everybody will stop and take pictures throughout the day, all those cruise passengers that pass by. And then, you know, we're trying to, you know, make sure that people recognize the history of this property and the history of the Bahamas.
No, that's fantastic. I love a hotel with history. And right now you're not part of any group. People still call it the Hilton. It's no longer the Hilton, which I think you're not unhappy about.
I worked for Hilton when I got out of school. It's a great company. It's a great brand. But it's also, there's something to be said about being an independent property. Yeah. We have a lot of freedom to market the property the way we want to. And also at the same time, we can kind of operate things as we see things that maybe one thing doesn't work or another thing doesn't work. We have the freedom to, you know, kind of multifaceted changes on the fly without having to really ask permission. Now, so it's kind of a nice feeling.
Speaking of what is your background?
Well, I graduated from Florida International University out of Miami. I've been working in hotels since I was about 16 years old. Grew up in Delray Beach, Florida. And used to scrape barnacles at the bottom of the boats in the Boca Raton Hotel and Club when I was a kid. And then went off to Puerto Rico, worked for the El Conquistador Resort down there. Actually was there twice, 6 years apart. My last position there was the hotel manager, where we had a 500-acre resort on a 300-foot cliff. And then I was in Telluride, Colorado, opened up a mountain resort there.
A little different from here. Yeah, right?
I was in Nashville, Tennessee, where I was at an old train station that was also a historic hotel with a magnificent lobby at the Union Station downtown Nashville, which had its own history. So I really do love the historical hotels. And then I've also been in Miami. I worked for Accor at the Pullman Hotel in Miami. You know, bounced around a little bit, but at the same time, most of the time staying 3, 4, 5 years in a property.
Now you're here at the dawn of a new beginning for this hotel, which is great.
Yeah, I think it gets me back a little bit to my resort roots. And it's exciting to be able to showcase this property, not only to, people that knew it as it was, but to introduce it as to what it's going to be and what it is now. And we still have some work to do, but certainly I think people are shocked when they walk in compared to what it was.
No, I certainly was, and I've been here a few times over the years. One of the final questions is, how can travel advisors work best with you to make sure their clients are happy here?
Well, I mean, I think we've got a great website out there at britishcolonial.com, and we also have contact us information with our sales group. And we're part of Ambridge Hospitality also, so we have national sales folks out there in the market, Ambridge being the largest third-party management company in the world. So, it's fortunate to have the sales support that we have. And at the same time, our sales team's ready to take all inquiries, whether it be a group inquiry for 10 rooms or, 150. We're ready and willing to take those inquiries. And we're certainly ready for the weddings.
No, absolutely. And this is a great hotel for weddings. We're actually standing at the top floor here in what normally would have been the club of a previous hotel. And instead, you got these incredible views all over the place. Now, anything else you want to tell our 126,000 travel advisors?
No, I think people would really, and if you're looking for something that's different from your typical chain hotel and you don't want to get caught up in one of the larger, magnificent, giant resorts that are here, and just still want to be able to just kind of find your own way and kind of enjoy the history, this is the place to be.
Dan, I want to thank you for your hospitality here. We're here for a couple nights. It's great to see this hotel, great to see what you've done with it, and what more to come, I know. Again, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thanks for being here.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.